Chuck.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Thought before you went out for your weekend, sort of a curious thing. I've noticed that the market in the last 3 days went down 2 points one day, 3 points the next, 3 points the next. And they said, no, you know, great concern, this and that. Goes up 7 points today, and they said, selective buy. Isn't that the goddamnedest thing?
Yes, it is.
But on the other hand, it's doing very well.
940 is not a bad.
It's holding right where it ought to be.
Exactly.
We don't want it, you know, to move too fast, too soon.
Well, John Reagan, I talked to you. I sent you a memo. I don't know whether you...
You're not, no, that wasn't in my reading file today.
Oh, I sent it about a week ago. I had a long talk with Reagan. And,
oh, a week ago. Yeah, I saw that.
Yep. And he...
No, where he said that he was very...
Well, up there and over there, but...
By June?
Yeah, he thinks it'll break it by June. And he says by all the other indicators, it's near an all-time high. And, of course, you know, the economic news is good, but...
I noticed, for example, that Walter Cronkite said that the leading indicators, it was the lowest increase in 4 months. But for Christ's sake, that sounds like that son of a bitch. What's that guy that...
Sure,
he wrote it, didn't he?
He's the economic reporter. He does. And,
that's unbelievable. It was up. That's the main thing.
Well, and it's been up to 6 months in a row, and February was...
8 months. 8 months in a row.
And February was a more modest decline than the others, but what the hell, you know?
It can't go up. I know.
So I suggested that Herb Stein has Cronkite and him for lunch one day, and then has Camp in his office, and then has Chancellor and Conserve. It's so good that he's doing.
Yeah. Would you do that right away?
Yes, sir.
I think he should have Herb in. I mean, have Chance. He should have Cronkite alone. And then bring him into the office, and I'll say hello to him.
Well, that's a great idea.
Tell him that that the president will be glad to have a little, you know, chat with him by, you know.
Well, I'll try to set that up for one day when we can.
One day when I'm in town. Good.
You know, the retail sales, Mr. President, I've been trying to sit down and write you a memo all week because the...
You've been busy with other things, I know.
No.
So we're going to forget the goddamn thing.
No, that's going to come out of my head.
Well, my point is this. The main point of our conversation today was to get you, first, a little rest, and second, let's start concentrating, by God, on the offensive and get off of this damn thing. I mean, we've been on the defensive too damn long.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly their game is to keep us that way, and we can't play into their hands.
Right, go ahead.
It was worth it to try, but...
you did great.
Actually helped a little bit this week.
Helped a little bit. Good God, you confused it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I read the Star column tonight. Christ, they can't make head or tail out of all the technical reports. It's fading, though. It's fading in its impact. I was going to say, on the weekly retail sales that I just got the report on tonight.
Yeah? What is that?
For release today. For the week ending March 26th, the 8.1 billion. Up 1.5% over the preceding week, 8% above the weekend in March 2017. But the most significant thing, for the four most recent weeks, the year-to-year increase is 10%, the durable goods up 15%, non-durables up 8%, and the total, exclusive of automobiles, up 10% for the same 4 week period a year ago. But damn it, those aren't bad figures. And the people in New York that I hear from time to time,
yeah,
this marvelous Japanese economist who's as good a meeting.
What's his name?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nakayama or Nakayama.
Yeah.
He's a Schultz student from
Chicago.
He wrote a brilliant piece about 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, in which he said the government statistics are all wet on retail sales. And then he went through a complete analysis and the results of their poll of department stores. And then he pointed out why he had kind of a mild winter, and the component that normally rises when it grows didn't. But all the other indicators do it.
Yeah.
The government statistics aren't.
Why does a mild winter make it worse?
Apparently, people don't go out and buy overseas.
Oh, I see. Sure.
It hit the clothing market. Very soft. Also, you don't have the same utility purchases.
But you watch the spring. Once spring comes, it's going to bust, right?
Well, every week, these retail sales figures, I've now been watching these figures that come out, and every week they're coming out. But that's way too much. I think if you look at four weeks to be a 10% increase over a year ago. Now, that is not a sluggish retail sales picture. You know, I've talked to Herb about this time, and he said, well, we have serious questions about the government's new way of measuring retail sales.
Right.
So it could be a hell of a lot better picture than that's the only place where it's been true. Everything else is insured employment, unemployment claims coming down. I just think it's going right on target. The market will reflect that. Today was, you know, every day when they...
Every day it bounced back today, as it does always at the end of the week.
That's right. But you look at it, Reagan said look at it on a month-to-month basis. Don't try to look at it on a daily basis.
Yeah, what do you say then? And a month,
well, on a... look at it on a month-to-month basis. We've been making steady movement up. You know, we're back at the 49-50 range. And he tried to go off the monthly figures. But then he said, go by the New York Times. And he said, of course, you know, go by the Dow Jones.
Yeah, the Dow Jones, a lot of people aren't buying blue chips. They're buying other things.
That's correct. And also Dow Jones, for example, that doesn't have IBM, which is one of the big movers. He made some very good points, but his general consensus is that we're on a very healthy course, and that the liquidity is good, finally, and the foreign money coming back in. The nature of the investor is different. We can impress them actually well. Bradshaw, when I talked to him about, he's a marvelous around
these. Yeah, about IT&T, yeah.
Well, I talked about that, but about the whole Illinois political situation. But he said people 6 months ago were talking about the economy, and they aren't.
Right.
He said, the public attitude, he said, I don't find anything right now that is hurting people. 6 months ago,
tip of the housewives, according to Sinlinger.
Well, that's right. That's
but I think that's why Connolly's thing was very, very good.
No, that's superb. I think we've got some follow up ideas on that, but we can begin to. Kind of hit a steady drumbeat with all that ability. And if we build that psychology, if other things do with Randy, I've got a suggestion to you in the letter to the president. And just sort of start this thing rolling. You know, if others follow the example, I think safely.
Well, just send the letters out to me.
Yes.
Also, you might call Hope Lewis and say it's time for his crowd to get going.
Oh, yeah. That's
and we'll say that things are moving along and talk bullish.
Yeah, you said a hell of a difference, that's right. I will call Hope.
Okay.
Bradshaw, by the way, had a fascinating report on David. He said, tell the president, the name of Illinois is in the bag, that Staley wants to make a deal with Oberlin. Publicly, he won't.
Really think so?
Yes. He said, publicly, he will not trust that name. But basically, he will not trust the thing that he said. Nixon is his kind of man, really like him. And he just won't turn the machine out because he does not want to elect Walker. And don't be misled by the newspapers say or what Daley says, he would prefer to work with Ogilvy to work with Walker.
Walker is dynamite for him.
No, he hates him. And he said without that machine, he could be just had Illinois in the bag, in addition to which the Nixon talk is stronger in Illinois today than any time he's heard in a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
He said
very,
that?
Very upbeat. The people that used to bet their eyes, strong feeling for the president. The suburbs, the kind of trip that a hell of a competitor.
The suburbs.
The suburban roads, yeah. He said he, Dave is very hard headed. Dave never gives me a lot.
I know he doesn't, yeah.
He said this is the best he's seen in Illinois in a long time. And the Dave was a big city.
What do you want to have happen in Wisconsin? I didn't get to ask you that.
Oh, I love to see Joe.
God, do you think he might?
I think there's a possibility of it. He's done apparently a fantastic job up there. Must be making a serious mistake by attacking something every day.
Is he attacking him every day? I didn't know that. Did he kept giving it up?
Hell, he goes in and talks about how he voted for the ABM. If he did. How he voted for the, how he for the space shuttle, and for the SST he voted for, and if he didn't. And yesterday he called him a promise a day candidate, he was not buying anything. And I think in Wisconsin that's a mistake, because even if they're not for Humphrey, they have respected the fact that he's kind of a third senator, didn't he?
Yes.
He built that image in the state. But the two surprises, in my opinion, are going to be government doing better than expected, whether it be something like that, and Wallace doing better than they predicted.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Wallace will do better than they predicted.
That would be good.
I just hope that Muskie, well, let Muskie do reasonably well, but not very well, huh?
That would be ideal. I'd like to see him kind of in the middle, third to it. The more that McGovern gets a hold of the left, the bigger the problem for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing for us to do, you know, is to play this thing, not worry about the polls or anything like that, and just go swimming along.
Well, that's exactly right. We'll be fine. There's a point you made today about how would you like to be fine. You know, his money, he's got no money. His staff is all unpaid. He's not an uplifting kind of a guy. He isn't such a thief. It's pretty hard to reverse that kind of a curve, to be honest. The two goals he had to face today were pretty high.
Right.
We sometimes get too absorbed in our own problems, so.
But we've got them that they have theirs, too.
So it's a hell of a lot bigger one than we do.
Right.
And I think if we...
Well, now you talk to your wife and...
Yes, sir.
Get off and have your vacation, okay?
I'll have the best. I appreciate it.
And don't think about a thing over the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.